It's counting down from 10 minutes. It's... Okay. Right. So what do I do now? Okay, that's fine. Okay, Steve, thank you for getting this going. And once, now that with the app is loaded, we can, with your good selves, so that the next time we want to do something, it'll be there, and as long as I've got the phone, we can just, away we go. Great. Okay. Steve, I'm Councillor Tim Brett. I'm the leader of the Liberal Democrat group on Fife Council. Yes. Do you want to start with capital or revenue? Capital might be slightly easier, Steve, if that's... Can we start there? Right. Well, on the capital front, we had good discussions with the administration, and they have included capital funding to replace the Cooper Care Home and also the one in Anstruther. Previously, they'd only put in money for sort of one or the other, and that really wasn't satisfactory. Secondly, we've put in more money for roads. I think pretty well everyone recognises that the state of the Kingdom's roads are not good. So the administration has put in for £8 million in the next 2 years. We're upping that to £10 million. And even then, you know, there will be difficult decisions for the transport engineers to make as to which roads are worse and get fixed first. Then we've got money in to dredge Pitt and Weem and Anstruther Harbour. Might seem a strange thing that that's in the capital programme, but unless those harbours are dredged, the fishermen will not be able to get in and out when they want to. Because both harbours are silting up, they have to sort of time their arrival so that when it's high tide. And also at Pitt and Weem, which is the main fishing harbour, the ice machine is broken, so there is some money for that as well. And lastly, but not least, everyone will be aware of the issues at Madras College. We're delighted that there is full funding for the new school in the programme, but Councillor David Ross did say last May that he would make sure that a small amount of funding was made available to improve the two existing sites at South Street and Kilrynant. They have put in fairness to them, £750,000, but they've spread it over 2 years. And given that we hope to have a new school within the next 4 years, we want that money spent this coming year so that the problems are fixed and that the children at Madras will get the benefit. Good question. The care homes and the harbours, that was agreed with the administration, so they have rejigged priorities for that. And for the other items, we've brought forward money that was being held in reserve at the end of the programme. That, Steve, has been the problem. One of the education officials frankly admitted that they'd taken their eye off the ball. Everyone has been waiting so long for the new school that even some basic maintenance items have been left. But you've got to remember that there's nearly 1,300 children going there every day. And those kids, it's their one chance of secondary education. And while Madras, despite all the problems with the buildings, does get very good results, we want to give them and the teaching staff at least a sort of an environment that's wind and watertight. So that's what this is about, just keeping both of those buildings going until they get the new school. Yeah. Moving on to revenue, on the the revenue side, there's a range of things here. Clearly the additional money that's come to all of the councils in the last week is very welcome. But we want to, the administration have proposed that they will delete money from balances for apprenticeships, but we know through Councillor Laird and Councillor Martin how effective this administration has been in promoting apprenticeships. So we want to keep that money in so that that programme can continue. Secondly, we're worried that the administration are proposing to reduce funding on winter maintenance and particularly on pavement gritting. And I don't know about you, but I'm regularly contacted by local residents when it's icy about the dangers of getting out and about. So we're not going to take that. The biggest area for investment, though, is social work services. We now have the new integrated board overseeing health and social care, but it's important that the council continues to put additional money in. So we are proposing to put in just over £3 million into social work because we know the demands are there. Everybody's aware that the population is getting older. And there's a good news story of things that the new Health and Social Care Partnership are doing. A couple of other things. We want to put some money back into parks and open spaces. We want the park service to have what we're calling an environmental hit squad that can go around and really tackle sort of any problem areas and get them sorted out. We also want to put some money back into community learning and development with fire education workers. And a little bit of money to HR, human resources, because sadly Fife has got one of the poorest records for staff absence, and we need to provide more support for managers to try and get on top of absence problems. And lastly, a little bit of money for nursery transport, which was cut in a previous budget. We want to make sure that if people don't have transport to get to their nearest nursery, that there is some money for them for that transport to be provided. It's pretty well come out of that. There were a number of other things which in discussion with the administration that they agreed to put into their original proposals. So they were coming out of the savings that we agree. Some of the savings we do have concerns. Some of them are very big numbers. This is a new enabling change program. I think we're going to need to watch that very carefully to make sure that the money is actually saved. Well, I can't be that confident because we're only the third largest group, but what I would say is I think that this year's process of developing the budget has been much better by asking the administration to publish their budget a week in advance. That's been good. People have had a chance to look at it. And we've also now got an opportunity of looking at the amendments that are being proposed. And I would like to thank David Ross and the administration because we have actually engaged with them and they have taken on board quite a number of our ideas and proposals. But as I've said, there are still one or two things where we don't think they've gone quite far enough. But we'll have to see on Thursday whose amendments are finally accepted. No, and thank you very much. I will come to you as my IT consultant in future. Steve, thanks very much, and I'm just going to press a button, and that should show, if I press the square button now.